But first, Arizona education officials have come up with specific goals for students in the state. It's part of the Arizona Progress Meter, which measures where students are and determines where they need to go in a series of metrics, including high school graduation rate and success in 8th grade math and 3rd grade reading. Expect More Arizona is one of the groups that's worked on developing the tool. Melissa Lemke is the organization's Vice President of Marketing and Communications and joins me now. Good morning, Melissa.
Good morning.
So tell me about these metrics. How did you come up with the actual idea of where students should be, what the goals should be here?
Yeah, the Arizona Education Progress Meter is a partnership between Expect More Arizona and the Center for the Future of Arizona, and it's something that's been in the works for several years. We know that by 2020, 7 of 10 jobs will require education or training beyond high school, but in order to improve the attainment rate in Arizona, we need to be able to address the entire education continuum, the pipeline that will get students to that point. So working with countless stakeholders from around the state and experts to identify what those specific benchmarks are, starting with access to quality early learning, 3rd grade reading, 8th grade math, and so on and so forth, working with the Morrison Institute at Arizona State University to determine the best data sources to help us understand where we are. And then again, working with stakeholders to say, okay, now we know where we stand, where do we need to go to be able to improve outcomes for all students, close the achievement gap, ultimately improve our economy and everyone's quality of life.
Now, on some of the metrics, the state is reasonably close. Like, for example, for high school graduation rate, the goal is 90%. Right now, we're at 78%. But in some others, the state seems pretty far off. Like 3rd grade reading, the goal is 72%. Right now, we're at 41%. 8th grade math, almost halfway still to go to get to the goal of 69%. It seems like there's a good amount of work to do here in many of these categories.
There's absolutely a lot of work to do. There's also a tremendous amount of progress that's been made. It's going to take everyone really coming together, figuring out what role they can play in helping make progress toward these goals. There's already, as I said, a number of things happening. Schools and school districts that have aligned their efforts and their plans with the progress meter indicators and goals, and are figuring out what programs and initiatives they have in place that can help get students to where they need to be. Businesses around the state who have stepped up and completely understand why this is so critical to ensuring the skilled workforce that they need, and they are partnering with schools or community organizations to help the state reach these goals. Obviously, nonprofit organizations doing a tremendous amount of work. So they are ambitious goals, but we believe they're obtainable, and look forward to working with, countless organizations and individuals who have already shown support for the Arizona Education Progress Meter.
Is there a thought that it will be maybe easier to achieve the goals now that they are set out specifically? Like, everybody knows, here's the goal, here's how many, what percentage of third graders need to be reading at grade level. Here's the percentage of students who need to have graduate high school. Like, it's not so much, we just need to do more. It's like, here's exactly how much more we need to do.
We believe so. I mean, the Arizona Education Progress Meter is unique because for the first time, Arizona has this shared vision for education, that every child deserves an excellent education every step of the way, and consensus among the community about what it's going to take to get there, the framework to get there. And so, as I said, if there's all of these programs and initiatives and organizations who are already doing tremendous work to help ensure the success of our students, if we can agree where we are, where we're starting from, how we're going to measure progress, and where we need to go, then I think it creates greater opportunity to help us get there.
How much of meeting these goals comes down to having adequate funding in schools?
Well, that's certainly part of it. Funding isn't the only way that we're going to get there, but it's no secret that the entire education continuum is underfunded. So we do believe that we need to continue to push for a long-term funding solution for the early years through college and career.
Would that be some kind of extension and maybe expansion of Prop 301?
We believe that needs to be part of it. Prop 301 expires at the end of 2020. It would have a huge negative impact on K-12 and higher education if it is not renewed. So we believe that sort of a broad coalition of business leaders, community leaders need to come together and determine what the right path is to expanding and renewing Prop 301.
All right. Melissa Lemke with the group Expect More Arizona. Melissa, thanks a lot.
Thank you so much for having us.